We now continue our series, Project Milwaukee Southern Connections. All week, we're exploring the corridor extending from Milwaukee to Chicago. Economic development experts say regions will fare best in the new global economy. A key ingredient to a successful region is efficient transportation, and more people than ever before are traveling in the corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago. WUWM's LaToya Dennis explores the options that exist today and what the future seems to demand.
It's just past 5:30 on a Thursday afternoon, and Robin Tuohy has just zipped into the intermodal station in downtown Milwaukee. Her train home to Chicago leaves in a few minutes.
I was at a meeting with a client at the public market, and I looked at my watch, and I was like, sorry guys, I gotta go.
Robin relies on Amtrak's Hiawatha line to travel between Chicago and Milwaukee. She makes the 90-minute trip once a week.
3 months ago, I was pulled into my boss's office, and he said, so how would you feel about going up to Milwaukee once a week? And I jumped on it.
She says it's easy to spot the business travelers.
People that immediately sit down, pull out their iPad or their laptop, and you overhear the phone conversations. You know, I'll be to the office in such and such a time.
Robin finds the train a convenient way to travel back and forth because it rarely runs late and allows time to work or sleep. Are there any drawbacks?
There's not a lot of options on Amtrak. Leaving Chicago, there's a 6 a.m. train and there's an 8:25 train. So the 6 a.m. train is a challenge because I need to be up by about 4:30.
The same is true for the evening return trip. There are only two runs headed south that really work for business travelers.
And we do need to work on rail.
That's Pat O'Brien, Executive Director of the Economic Development Group, the Milwaukee 7. It's pushing for stronger links between southeastern Wisconsin and the greater Chicago area, including improved transit.
You have to have a solid infrastructure to provide the logistics for business and for the employees that work at the businesses.
Regional high-speed rail was dealt a setback when Governor Walker rejected more than $800 million federal dollars to improve service in the corridor, extending it to Madison, saying the government cannot afford such expensive projects. The Obama administration then denied the state's application for money to upgrade the line between Chicago and Milwaukee. Still, Ken Younger is not ready to give up. He says the Hiawatha line is already serving more passengers than ever, so improving it makes sense.
If it's a good idea and you keep explaining the benefits relative to its costs, it will happen in time.
Younger is executive director of SewerPAC, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. He says he understands the financial difficulties Wisconsin faces with its huge deficit, but hopes leaders recognize the potential benefits of better connecting this region with the greater Chicago area. Younger also continues lobbying for KRM, commuter rail linking Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee.
You might ask, why do we need both? Well, serves a different market. It does a better job of connecting central cities, and then as well provides a connection to Chicago's North Shore suburbs, which the Amtrak Hiawatha can't provide. It's not in that corridor, as well as you can't have a high-speed line which provides that many stops.
Younger says SewerPAC is waiting for federal approval to start preliminary engineering for KRM. However, the legislature sits poised to eliminate regional transit plans and continue spending the lion's share of transportation money on highways. They carry the bulk of travel between Chicago and Milwaukee, and the biggest project currently underway is an upgrade of I-94 between Milwaukee and the state line. Dwayne Johnson is Southeast Regional Director for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. He says traffic in the corridor has increased as much as 31% during the past decade, and the trend is expected to continue. That's why the state is adding a lane in each direction.
As we rebuild, we do have a responsibility to look at providing a piece of infrastructure that will serve the public in the future.
Not only do commuters want smooth sailing on I-94, so do companies that haul product in the Milwaukee-Chicago corridor. Eric Reinout is director of the Port of Milwaukee. It handles many big items manufactured here, such as equipment for mining giant Bucyrus. However, Reinout says the port can move things only so far.
The fact that the Interstate 794 comes right into the Port of Milwaukee is a huge service advantage. It allows us to make connections easily down into, especially the northern suburbs of Chicago around O'Hare Field.
I-794 also provides a 15-minute link between the port and Milwaukee's General Mitchell International Airport. It has experienced tremendous growth. It recently accommodated a record number of passengers for the 20th month in a row. Director Barry Bateman says people in northern Illinois now seem to consider Mitchell as Chicago's third airport and one in a less hectic city.
For many of those folks, it's just as easy for them to drive to Mitchell as to drive to O'Hare. We have branded ourselves down there for years as an alternative airport.
In order for our area to capitalize on increased air business, local planners are developing an aerotropolis around Mitchell. It includes new hotels. One big proponent of improved transportation options is Supervisor Pat Jerzyk.
My South Shore area supports a lot of the major manufacturing. We have companies like Bucyrus and Ladish. Vilter is there. They need transportation for their goods and services, but also for their employees.
Jerzyk says Wisconsin made a wise investment when it built 794 headed south from downtown and then added Lake Parkway to carry traffic into Cudahy. She's working with communities to extend the roadway, at least into Racine County, to provide better links for the eastern communities. According to Jerzyk, there should be unity of purpose in the corridor between Milwaukee to Chicago. However, a big hurdle is finding the money. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.